Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Haddit.com Radio Show. Haddit.com Radio is an in-depth look at all things VA. If you need help with the VA, log on to Haddit.com. Now, here's your host, Gerald Cook.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, on this 11th day of October. Yeah, it's October 2018, and we're here today with our co-host, Jay Basser, and we're going to be talking about this, how's your BA doing holding up in the ratings? They just come out with the new rating for the BA medical facilities, and quite frankly, I must say, it looks about like what you would expect, a total disaster. Anyway, they got them here by every state or every VA medical facility. Now, this is not your outpatient clinics. This is your regular medical facility. So we're going to be discussing them. And some of them made a little improvement. Some made not much at all. And I believe some even probably went backwards. So we'll try to get into that. And if you would like to call in and talk about yours, we'd be glad to hear from you. Our call-in number is 347-237-4819. And when you hear the lady talking, after she talks a little bit, just hit number one, they'll put you in the queue with us. So we're looking forward to hearing some of, from some of you and how you feel about your VA medical facility. So how you doing today, John? Oh, I think he's still there. Yeah. There we go. Oh, John fell off. There he is.
Yeah, I fell off. I have a phone issue.
A phone issue?
Yeah, it's a phony.
Phony. Well, you know, I always got one issue or another.
I was fixing to get some good news out, and then they must have hung me up, man. I'll tell you, anytime it costs some money, you know, that's kind of bad.
Yeah.
Did you hear the good news, Gerald?
Did I hear the good news?
Yeah, the good news.
Well, I heard something about maybe we're going to get a raise.
Looks to me like 2.8%.
2.8%. My God, what are we going to do with all that?
If that's $28 per thousand, Gerald.
$28
per hundred. Yeah.
Well, I ain't going to make that much. But
you get somebody in front of all the tooth.
They'll probably take 5% back for something else.
Well, it's going to work with Medicare, too. And Social Security is going to be the same, 2.8%. So, you know, it'll
well,
be $28
per thousand. They'll raise Medicare.
Medicare is not going to raise, we'll understand. It might be just a little bit, but no one near the, you know. Last year it sucked it all up.
Oh, yes, it did.
Yes. Now, if your R2 is drawing $8,000 a month, that's what's 820? That's a couple hundred dollar raise.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so if you're already drawing the big money, you get bigger money. People draw peanuts like us, don't get nothing, you know.
Yeah. No. I'll have to get my magnifying glass to look at mine.
Well, I just have to weigh my bank account one side or the other, you know. That's a bit of good news, you know. At least we'll give you a little bit of money. You can buy you a new computer printer, cartridge, or maybe put some gas in the car once a month, you know.
Buy a pound of beans.
Yeah, you can buy 5 pounds of beans a month. That'll get you going.
Yeah.
And if there's some way you could recycle the gas in those beans, you'd have a natural gas vehicle, too. You'd be all right.
Well, you could, yeah.
Yeah. Sure could. If you buy one of them Tesla cars, put your solar charger on top, and you'd have nothing to worry about.
Yeah, I'll leave it out in the sun for 6 months, and you might be able to drive 2 or 3 blocks.
Yeah, well, you can plug it in, too. They'll go with 200 miles on a charge or more. So, you know,
yeah,
do a lot of stop and go.
I had a neighbor bought one. He bought a Toyota, though.
Oh, Chris?
And now he liked his. I don't know how much he paid for it. I think a pretty good chunk of change back when he bought it. That's been quite a few years ago. And he thought it was okay. But I always seen a wrecker over there. I don't know.
That's standard issue for some models.
Yeah.
They call that roadside assistance.
Yeah.
They call that roadside assistance. So every car comes with a wrecker if you buy it new.
Well, when they went to town, they always packed a lunch in case they broke down.
Better pack a lunch. So, Gerald, which VA are you using now?
Which one am I using?
Yeah.
I'm still using Muskogee, Oklahoma. And
Muskogee,
I was
Oklahoma.
Looking there. I seen they had a rating of a whopping 2. Can you imagine?
Wait,
2?
Muskogee's got a 2?
Muskogee has a 2. I feel up to up here. I mean, they treat you real good down there.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Gerald.
Yeah?
Muskogee also had a 2 last year.
It didn't gain nothing. They're still the same as they were.
That's all
same
right. Now, you know,
we got
a lot of listeners on here, you know. It depends what they're, you got the vision number. You know, let's start off the list. Albany, New York, you know where that's at?
Well, that's up in New York, ain't it?
I thought it was to the east of you.
I'd be to the east of me.
Albany, New York. They got a rating of a 3.
Albany does?
Yeah.
Wow.
Last year, they got a rating of a 3. What do they got this year? They got a 3, and it says they've improved. How'd they improve from a 3 to a 3?
Well, you got me. It must be that simple math they use.
Yeah, I think VA math. That's what I think it's all over this.
I agree.
There's someplace down there in New Mexico, I don't think you can pronounce it right, called Albuquerque.
Albuquerque, yeah.
Albuquerque, yeah. You ever been to Albuquerque?
I have been to Albuquerque.
Well, they got a whopping rating of a 2.
2? They're equal with Muskogee.
And they haven't changed it since. They haven't changed it 2016.
They got improvement.
No, yeah, is it improved? Now, you got Alexandria. I think that's Louisiana. I'm not sure. It's a trivial change. They're at a 2 now.
They're at a 2.
Yeah. So they're at a 2. So I wonder how they've improved. Alexandria. Oh, guess what they were, Gerald, last year?
What, a 2?
A 2. think there's a lot of cut and pasting going on here, buddy, to tell you the truth.
I got a feeling. How can you call it an improvement if you had it to and you got it to?
Whoa, here's a whopper, Altoona. I think that's in Pennsylvania. Guess what they got?
Oh, four. Look
whopping
at that.
Four. Yeah, look at that.
My God, who's running them places there?
I don't know. If they got a four, they're doing a pretty good job.
They need to roll them over here once in a while.
Oh, girl, they fell down. Last year they were five. They were five.
Last
they
year?
Went down one. Yeah, they were the top dog last year. A five. Yeah. So it's a five-star VA going to four-star.
That's
like a five-star hotel. Is that like a five-star hotel versus a four-star hotel? They can charge them more money for service. Is that what it is?
I think so. It'll show up on your Medicare bill.
Yeah, no, they can't do Medicare.
Well, they claim they can't, but they do.
They can't. No, they can't bill Medicare. But if you got a supplement plan, they can bill it for certain things.
Well.
Oh. Amarillo, Texas. It's a four.
Amarillo. Greatly improved.
Now let's see how improved. Oh, yeah. They went up a whole point from a three or a four. That's good.
Oh, heck.
They were having pretty high standards here, buddy.
Yeah.
Now, here's your old stomping ground, Anchorage, Alaska.
Oh, hell.
It's a whopping three.
Anchorage is three?
Yeah, and they haven't changed them. They were three last year, too.
I'll be.
Ann Arbor, Michigan. They're a three. They're improved. I don't see how they improved. Last year, they was a four, and they still improved and went down. That make any sense?
That's
more
of
that
BA
math.
Math.
1 plus 1 equals 0.846912. Ann Arbor, 3. It was a 4. Asheville, North Carolina, is a 5. That's a pretty good VA. I've heard good things about that place. They've improved. They were 4 last year, so I've heard good things. I know people live and use that VA, so that's good. You know. And folks, don't, you know, we're not being biased anyway here. We're just going off the numbers here, you know. And I think the VA uses formulas and how they use this rating stuff. I only basically just let it use the rating Joint Committee Health Organization, or JACO, puts out. But that's your actual rating factor from a quality control standpoint, you know.
Yeah.
That's how they should be rated. They should go down and do the satisfaction surveys and everything. But get some people that know a lot about quality control, you know, the customer service and things like that, get branched out, so. We're just going down the list here, you know. If you got a little improvement in your VA, it's fine. But if your VA not improved and sitting there at a one, you want to start asking questions, find out why, and maybe we can help nudge them along to get it straightened up. Because you got a one star VA, you got problems. You agree with that, Gerald?
Oh, if you got less than a four, you got problems.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
That's true. Well, the Atlanta VA is a three. That's the one Sherman uses.
No, Atlanta's the one here.
Huh?
Trivial change.
It's a one now.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Atlanta. It went from a three to a one?
Yeah.
It done fell off the face of the VA Earth.
Sherman,
he's
been
talking
a bit about this.
Yeah, well, he ought to know. Go from a three to a one. Well, that's like going from a Cadillac to a moped.
Yeah, I'd say.
And somebody pushed the moped. That sucks. Atlanta, get straightened up and get it together. You got a lot of listeners.
Yeah.
VA, get your act together.
going there with a broken finger, come out with a broken leg.
Going with a broken finger and come out with an amputation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Or going with a broken finger and come out in a box.
Yeah, but, yeah, that's not good. Folks, we've got to get better, not worse.
Now, Augusta, Georgia. Just down the road from Atlanta is Augusta, Georgia. It's a whopping, it's a two.
Augusta, Georgia. Yeah, it is a two. Look at that. Trivial change.
Trivial change. Let's see what Augusta was last year.
A two, probably.
Augusta. No, it's a three.
What? It went backwards, too.
Yeah, I figured people from Atlanta got tired and the doctors there that went to Augusta and brought it down, too.
That's been switching them
out. That sucks. Mm-hmm. Baltimore's a three. That's pretty decent. I figured Baltimore would be a 0.5. Bet as that place.
Yeah. Someone lit a fire under them. It's improved.
Nah, it ain't improved. It's a three. It was a three last year.
Oh, so it ain't improved, isn't it?
No, it's the same. Bird is the VA at their bass. It's a five.
A five? Well, no wonder she brags on them.
Yeah, well, she's up there, I guarantee it'd be a five. If she's less than a five, I guarantee she'd let them have it.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to face the wrath of Berta. No, it needs to be a five.
It, they all need to be a five.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Battle Creek is a two. You know, Battle
Greatly
Creek, I think
improved.
That's a... Mm-hmm.
That's a disgrace. You
mm-hmm.
know.
Better get it together. Bay Pines down in Florida is a three. I wonder what that was last year. That's a pretty busy VA. It's
they
three last
that
year.
Was a, yeah.
Yeah, the three. Beckley, West Virginia is a two. They used to be a three. That's my sister's VA. I wonder what
they're
happened.
Going backwards.
Well, they're sitting at the bottom of the hill. You know how it rolls, don't you?
Yeah, it does. Rolling downhill.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Where's Bedford?
Bedford, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
A five.
At Oregon? That's in Oregon.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I used to live. I used to live up there, close to it. Bedford,
that's a five-star VA. Good job,
well,
Bedford. Keep up the good work.
I'm proud of them.
Boy, they never repeat five stars too, Gerald.
Yeah.
They're doing something. Mm-hmm. Now, here's a good one. Big Spring. Where's that at? Is it next to Little Coal?
I don't know, but...
It's a one. It says greatly improved. What was the last year? Zero?
Okay. Oh, God.
It was improved from a one to a one. Okay. I can see that.
One to a one.
Think,
greatly improved.
I don't think
that makes me
want to
go there. Greatly improved.
I go to the VA. I'm going to look this up. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to look this up and see. You know, that's what happens. A one to a zero. Hmm.
Yeah.
It's sad. Hmm. Birmingham is a four.
That's decent.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it'd be that good, John. I'm impressed.
I'm surprised.
Birmingham.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, I am.
I'm surprised Birmingham's a four.
But I'm glad to hear it. I mean, you know.
Well, there's a four last year, too, so they should be okay.
Yeah. They got some decent staff management, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. And here's one, Boise. Boise's a three. Those are from New Jersey.
Idaho.
From Boise. Yeah, Boise, Idaho. And they dropped. They dropped. They got the taters. They dropped. There's a four.
They went from a four to a three.
Yeah, they lost.
They probably got new management in there. Don't know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Next year will be a two.
If not a zero.
I'd say anything under a three or under, they should be replacing management.
I start at two. Things can happen, you know, there could be some issues. You know. Boston, you were Boston, you?
Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Boston, yeah.
It's a four.
Yeah, we got some fours here. Brooklyn, three. Cheyenne, two. Now, you'd think out there that would be a four or five, Cheyenne. God. This is just unreal. Chicago, a three. Chicago ought to have plenty of money in that area. Maybe they don't. It's a three. But that would be a large hospital. I would imagine be tougher on a large hospital than smaller ones. But let's see here. And we go over here. Chillicothe, a four. Cincinnati. Now, I would never dream Cincinnati would be a five. Says it does have an improvement. That's good. Clarksburg.
Clarksburg.
Greatly improved.
Mm-hmm. What was Clarksburg last year?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't look.
Oh, yeah, they was a three last year.
So they are greatly improved. That's good. Any improvement we can...
I've got a good question.
What?
Where in the heck is Clarksburg?
Well, it's east of me. Yeah. I didn't say it's east of me. Clarksburg. That's Berg. Clarksburg.
Gerald was to walk out his front door and fall down, he'd be laying across three states.
Yeah. about true. Clarksburg.
I don't know. I've heard of it before.
I don't think it's far from Warrensburg.
Mm-hmm.
I think her
we'll
neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Clarksburg. I have no idea. We'll figure it out. Anybody that lives in Clarksburg and uses VA, give us a call. 347-237-4819. Tell us where this place is at.
Yeah, Clarksburg.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That's a mystery. It's a four. Great.
Here's one I can't believe. Here's one I cannot believe.
Cleveland,
Ohio is a five.
I couldn't believe it either. I've seen that and I thought,
that's
unreal. They
well,
got
who's
some
doing
good
this
management
right?
there. Yeah, somebody looking out
I'd
for
like,
the people.
I'd have to have this checked out. There's no way. Cleveland, Ohio. Huh? Clarksburg. Cleveland, Ohio. Well, if it's a five, good job, people. Keep it up.
You bet.
Mm.
Now, here's Coatesville. Yeah.
Mm. They're five.
You know where that's at.
Yeah, it's next to Jacksonville.
Yeah, that's, yeah, it's close to Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm.
Columbia, Missouri.
Is that Missouri or Montana?
That's Missouri. Yeah.
Mm.
That's just
there are
the
three,
road
buddy.
From me. Yeah, that's
huh?
east of me.
Yeah.
It's a three.
It's a three.
Yeah.
I've got our technical advisor. I've got our technical advisor trying to find Clarksburg.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness, that's in West Virginia.
Clarksburg,
West Virginia.
Yeah.
Well, no wonder they get a high score.
Yeah.
They probably got 10 patients.
Yeah, probably.
I'm just kidding, people. West Virginia.
By God, Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Columbia, South Carolina's got a rating of a two. That's for... That's for test that used to go.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Rest his soul here. That's a blast of the past, ain't it?
Yeah, I missed test that. It was good people.
Yeah, him, Carly, and Stretch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's a good man. He gave a good presentation.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Columbus, Ohio, probably.
Four. I would say that's right because they're part of Ohio State University, so they've got a lot of good things going on.
Yeah.
So Columbus is pretty decent. There's your, down the road from the big city of Dallas.
Yeah.
A two.
Two.
Yeah.
I heard they needed a lot of
work. You can't get better
at
two than needing. That's a lot of work
bad.
Pete, we'll let Pete Sawyer fix that place. He can do it. He's going to work on it.
Somebody needs fixing.
Mm-hmm. You let Pete 53 take care of that. Where's Danville? It's a three. Hmm. Need improvement.
Dayton, Ohio. Is it three?
Right, Patterson country. It should be higher than three.
Yeah.
Denver, Colorado is a two. And they're improved?
That ain't right, Denver. You need to bring it up a notch or two.
What were they, two or three? They were two. They were two last year.
That's not good enough.
Nope.
Detroit.
Not good enough at all.
Now they're a three.
Well, that's good.
That
I'm
is
proud of
good.
Detroit.
Better than the team.
For Detroit, it's better, you know. That's better. Dublin, where's that at?
Ain't that in Ireland?
I do believe that one. Dublin's a three, my friend. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's Dublin. I think it's Ohio, isn't it?
Probably is.
Dublin's in Georgia, I'm sorry.
Georgia.
That might be the one that, Carl Vinson VA Medical Center in Dublin, Georgia.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Now, East Orange, New Jersey is a whopping two.
A two.
Yep. And here's what I would put a padlock on this sucker right here, buddy. El Paso, Texas. Mm-hmm.
A one. And it's greatly improved.
What was it last year? I'm afraid to look.
Negative one or something.
It's greatly improved from a one to a one.
Unreal. Why ain't they rolling speds here? They got a rating system. Fargo. That's better than I thought. That's not a bad rating. Oh, here's a ENE. Where in the world is ENE?
Erie. Pennsylvania.
That's Erie?
You know, yeah.
Oh, I can't
That's
read
an eerie situation. They're just a five.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a five.
That's good, though.
Keep up the good work. There's cold Fargo. It's a four.
Yeah, it's too cold up there. Nobody can go to it.
That's why it's a four.
Well, may have something there.
That's a lot of snow up there.
Oh, it's a cold place.
Yeah, it's not bad. Fayetteville, Arkansas is a three.
Yeah.
I'd give it a one.
I wouldn't give it
so
a
that
three.
That last deal they had last year, I don't see how they get a three. They should get a one.
I don't believe this. If they're calling Fayetteville a three, there's something wrong here.
Well,
with the grading system.
Unless they're blaming everything on Little Rock and letting Fayetteville slide.
Well, they claim them now. Little Rock here, I believe I was reading that it was doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Fayetteville, North Carolina. Two.
Yeah, what? Little Rock's been a three.
Fort Meade, a three.
Four.
Now, being a fort, you would think it'd be better than that, but look at Fort Wayne. That's a two.
Fort Wayne is a two. That's, well, you know why, don't you? What's next door to Fort Wayne?
I don't know.
Chicago.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Let's see. Fresno, California's a two. Yeah, it should be higher than a two. Search up, dudes. Get your act together, Fresno. Gainesville, Florida's a three. That should be better than that because I've got the University of Florida down there, and it should be a good communication between the VA and that school.
That's where Carly's live, Gainesville.
Mm-hmm. The University of Florida, Gainesville, yeah. Grand Junction, Colorado is a four. Keep up the good work. Where's Gulf Coast HCS?
South Carolina?
No. No, I think that's Probably down there in the panhandle, Florida, somewhere. I think.
I need to check that out because I might be using it one of these days.
Hampton. Ain't that New Jersey?
It's in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Oh, Hampton's in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
I don't travel east much. I understand they got all kinds of places.
Where's Hampton? That's in Hampton Row. That's in Virginia.
Virginia?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yep. Hampton. They got a whopping two, man.
Oh, man. They need to pick it up.
They better pick it up. Here's the one they try to send their buddy Bill to all the time in Harlington. It's a two.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
great,
pretty sad.
Great, they improved.
Yeah, it wouldn't. Huh. Here's the Hines VA at Hines, Georgia. That's a three. It's pretty good. Honolulu should be higher than a two. It should be higher than a two. It's paradise. You know, veterans should be taken care of in Honolulu. Of course, there's a lot of bad stuff going on in Honolulu, too. Mm-hmm. Should be higher than a two. Hart Springs, Arkansas. It's a five. Good job. Houston, Texas is a three. I don't believe it.
Now, wait. Is Hot Springs in Arkansas or South Dakota?
Yes. Hot Springs in Arkansas.
There's a Hot Springs in South Dakota.
Yeah, there's probably not enough population in that little town to have a VA medical center, Mr. Cook.
Well, they may not be.
Welcome to Hot Springs, population 25.
With a rating of 5.
That's right. Houston's a 3. Hudson Valley, New York's a 3. Here's a good one. Huntington, West Virginia, it's a 4.
That's
because they're in cahoots with, they're in cahoots. Have you noticed a pattern here, Gerald?
Yeah, I'm seeing a pattern.
These teaching hospitals, okay, like say for example, probably Hot Springs, one of them. You look at Huntington's, one of them. They all got high ratings because they work alongside a teaching hospital. So I've got a lot of young medical students, things like that. It has a different set of eyes and views. So it's more healthy for the veteran and people being treated, you know, by these doctors because they get, you know, they get the newest and the latest and greatest minds in medicine. I think there's a lot to do with that situation and the actual ratings itself, you know, as far as because we've got the same situation here. We're probably a 4, maybe even a 5. That makes sense?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see a pattern is what I see. I see a definite pattern there.
If you go into a 5 hospital, 4 or 5 medical facility, you might be able to walk out.
I don't know.
If you go into a 1, 2, 3.
That depends on where the closest IHOP is, Gerald.
Yeah, you're right there. I'm not pretty good.
Someone's got scooter repair shops outside the door, too.
Yeah.
In Indy, Indianapolis, Iowa City, Iron Mountain. Where's Iron Mountain's a 5. It should be.
Isn't that in Colorado?
I've never heard of it.
Oh, Iron Mountain. Yeah, I have.
It's where
they
keep
that'll
be pretty good.
Doomsday, or you know, where everybody go to hide out in case we start getting nuked. I think that's supposed to be it. Iron Mountain.
Is that Colorado?
I think it's in Colorado.
No.
It's a 5.
Huh.
You know, the VA spent some money there keeping it up to snuff.
Huh?
They probably got very well qualified medical staffs.
Michigan. What is
Arn Mountain?
Missouri's MO. That's in Michigan.
Michigan.
MI.
Well, yeah, Michigan.
Or not. I didn't know they had mountains in Michigan, especially when they had iron.
Well, yeah.
I'm like a fellow on the apple pile. Well, that's good enough. Iron Mountain's a good VA. That's good.
Yeah, you ain't allowed, allowed to wear magnets in there, but.
You'd be stung out to dry, stuck.
stuck to the wall.
Jackson, Mississippi is a two.
Yeah, I need boy.
Kansas City, Lake City, Florida, Las Vegas is a two. Improve, people get better. Leavenworth, Kansas is a four. You get anything below a four, they probably go to the prison there.
Well, that's probably why it's a four. They got the prison there. They got better medical staff.
Lebanon's a five. Here's my VA, Lexington. It's a four.
Oh,
another teaching hospital.
Hell, you're going to a good one, John.
Yeah, I got a good one. Good people. Little Rock's a three. What? Loma Linda's a one? What's going on with that?
I don't know.
That's in California. That's a good one.
Well, I think you said a lot when you said California.
Long Beach is a two.
They're not very high.
LA, Los Angeles is a three. Louisville, Kentucky is a three. I don't see how that's that good. It should be lower. Madison, Wisconsin is a five. Manchester up north is a three. Marion, Illinois is a two. It should be a zero. That's where the butcher worked. Remember Doc Kell and Veterans?
Yeah.
Martinsburg, Virginia is a two. The Elvis Presley VA in Memphis is a one. You know, with the Elvis Presley VA, but it's a one. Miami, Florida is a three. Milwaukee's a three. Minneapolis is a four. That's John Doherty's. And one in Montana's a two. Montgomery's Alabama's a one. They said they just one turn of the click of the key away to turn that padlock on that bad boy. That's the worst VA in the world right now. You ever been down to Mountain Home, Arkansas, Gerald?
Mountain Home, Arkansas. Well?
Yeah.
Not that I remember.
It's a four.
I might have been. I've been down through Arkansas all over.
Uh-huh. Murfreesboro's a two. I think that's Ray's. Ray Cobb's VA. You better get that fixed straightened up.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Your closest VA to the west of you, Muskogee, is a two. Why, I do not know. Now, here's what I cannot figure out.
Nashville.
I cannot figure out Nashville. You know what Nashville's attached to?
What?
One of the top medical schools in the world, Vanderbilt.
Well, then how come it's a two? Maybe it's not affiliated with the VA at all.
Sure it is. Vanderbilt. That's weird. New Orleans is a three.
Yeah, I'm surprised at that.
And look at
with
New York,
all that
New York.
Flooding they had and everything, it had to do its... It's sheer damage to the VA.
So New York is a four. North Chicago's a four. That must be a misprint.
Northampton's a 5. North Point's a 3. I don't know what the place is at. Oh, Oak City's a 2, Gerald.
Oklahoma's a 2.
Omaha, Nebraska's a 4. Orlando's a 3. That's a new VA. Give it time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Palo Alto, California's a 2. Perry Point, that's a 3. Philadelphia's a 3. Oh, there's Phoenix.
A 1.
Phoenix is a minus 1. They got busted, man. And they're the ones that
they did.
On the wait times, yeah. Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh's a 4. I can see that. There's unpopular Bluff, Missouri, Gerald.
Yep, 3.
The 3. You ever been there?
I've been to Poplar Bluff, yes.
All right. You've been to Portland, Oregon, too, ain't you? It's a 3.
Yeah, I have.
Yep. Here's Prescott, wherever that's at, the 2.
Prescott,
Providence, Rhode Island. Yeah. Providence, Rhode Island's a 3. Puget Sound, that's a 2. It's at Washington State. Reno, Nevada's a 3. You want to bet on that? I don't know.
Wouldn't bet on it.
Richmond, Virginia's a 4. Roseburg's a 2. Sacramento, California's a 3. Saginaw, Michigan's a 5. But Saginaw, ain't that where Bob's from?
Might be.
What if he's doing the math of that one?
He probably did.
Salem's a 5. Salisbury Steaks a 3.
Yeah.
Salt Lake City's a 3. San Antonio's a 3. San Diego's a 3. San Francisco's a 3. San Juan, Puerto Rico's a 2. I'd say more close to a 1. Sheridan, Wyoming's a 4. Shreveport, Louisiana's a 3. Sioux Falls, South Dakota is a 4. Spokane, Washington is a 3. St. Cloud, Florida's a 5. Is that St. Cloud? Or is that... I don't know if that's a VA. St. Cloud doesn't have a VA, does it?
No, I don't. I don't know. How close is that to where you go down there?
Pretty close.
It'd be worth going over to.
No, it's St. Cloud, Minnesota, Gerald. I figured, yeah, it's St. Cloud.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
That's a good rating.
That's a good rating, very good. That's the cold up there. Nobody wants to go. That's what's going on.
Maybe that's it.
That's a, mm-hmm. But St. Louis is a 3. I don't believe that at all.
I don't either.
But they got a good medical school up there, so it might be. They got a good doctor school. A lot of
surgery. Well, see, that's not
school.
That far. Actually,
mm-hmm.
From
they're
Columbia,
together.
I don't think. They're...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Columbia's got a good med school.
Yeah.
There's also University of St. Louis. It's a very good medical school. You know that?
Yeah.
I think a private school. Hearst, Syracuse, New York. You know where that's at?
That's up at Syracuse.
You drive through and a cop will pull over and say, accuse you of a crime. You don't get out of there. I'm just kidding. Tampa's a 4. Temple's a 3. Tobas is a 5. That's pretty good. He's lower than that. There's Toma. It's a 3. Topeka, Kansas is a 3. Tucson's a 1. Wonder why. Phoenix is 1, too. That's got something going on over in Arizona.
Well, they got an Air Force base deal there at Tucson. I can't imagine that being a 1.
Tuscaloosa's a 3. And Walla Walla's a 2. Who named Walla Walla? Somebody drunka?
Drunka.
Washington is a 1. That's got to be the D.C. one.
Yeah.
That sucks. West Palm Beach is a 3. White City is a 3. White River's a 3. Wichita's a 4. Wilkes-Barre is a 3. Wilmington's a 3. And that completes our list of VA medical centers, Gerald. Hope you heard your VA and hope your scores improved. If they've not improved and you got another VA within driving distance, I'd ask to switch.
Yeah. If they're below a 4, they need to be seriously looked at by the head honchos there in the VA, and changes should be made. If they don't have proper management, or they're dealing with unqualified medical staff, we don't know exactly what all is involved in this rating, in the way they rate all these.
I'll do some research on cleanliness,
or you know, you'd find dead rats all over the place.
I'll do some research on the
policy
side. See what we come up with. We'll find out how they do this stuff, because still need to see a quality assurance team go in each one and do an assessment. That's what I like to see. Independent and above anything that they've got as far as, management, things like that. It needs to be done like that, and then the recommendation needs to be made to another entity. You know, you can't have the fox watching the hen house. Even the inspector general is still part of the VA. You need someone outside the VA to do the inspection to make sure it does get fixed. It needs to be an independent party, free and clear of any VA authority.
Yes, it should be a third independent party.
Yeah.
It goes in there with an open mind, you know.
That's easy. They got process charts. You go get that process chart and just take off with it. You can go from stem to stern and look at every bit of the process. It won't take it long either.
It says here 18 hospitals received a 5-star. In 2018, the best possible. 4 of them are located in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Good deal, Pennsylvania.
They've got some good med schools in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Philadelphia, you got, let me tell you something. If you're there in Pennsylvania, and you know you have a choice, you screw up, you're gonna go to Penn. You know, you're gonna go to State Penn, and if you do good, you go to Penn State. So, no, that's crazy. I mean, that's a good.
And the lowest ratings in Atlanta, Georgia,
yeah.
Big Spring, Texas,
Washington, D.C.
El Paso, Texas, Loma Linda, California. Memphis, Tennessee, Montgomery, Alabama, Phoenix, Arizona.
I had a CMP nurse practitioner that came from Loma Linda once, Gerald.
Oh, did you? Well, they come from the lowest rating place.
He was good. He was really good. He went along with my claim. He helped me out.
Well,
mm-hmm.
You did good then.
You remember that
Washington, D.C. Now, who would thought Washington, D.C. would be so low on the chart?
Well, I hate to say this, Drew. I mean, don't get me wrong. This is not a gig on the VA. When you're an organization, size of the VA, and you have as many employees and as many people as you do have, and you have as many veterans that you see, you know, the personalization is being taken out of the picture, you know, because every time you go to the VA, what's the first thing they ask you, Joe?
What's your numbers?
What's your last 4? Social Security.
Last four
and insurance cards. What they say now?
Yeah,
you know, they didn't do them personable. I mean,
if you're going to see these folks, since you're regular doctors, you know your primary care physician should know who you are. But you start loading these folks up and give them 15 minutes to the patient, you know, and if they're going to have to look at the chart and remember everything you know, your name. Personalization, like if you go out here to a regular doctor that you know, like, say, Dr. Ollie, for example, he knows you don't need
him. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
he,
yeah.
Then you walk in there, hey, Gerald, how you doing? Yeah. You know, so that's the situation, you know. You need to put the personalization back in the VA and get back to recognizing who the veteran is. You know, Masterpiece Healthcare is a little bit different, you know, but it still, you know, it works. To some
well,
extent,
they tried to operate on a skeleton crew, and that ain't right. You know, some patients require more time than others. It depends on what the patient's issues are. And I don't know how you can set a deadline of, well, you only get 15 minutes for all 30 of your ailments. Or, you know, you can't even mention them in that amount of time.
Well, I mean, the personalization's gone. I mean, there's no, you know, the personal, you have to. You know, if you want to talk to your doctor, you need to feel comfortable talking to your doctor. First of all, you might have issues that's embarrassing, and, you know, he has to understand that. But still, they should know who you are, you know.
Yeah.
And that's one thing about socialized medicine that's probably never going to work, you know, regardless whether it's VA or, you know, say they get nationwide Medicare for all, which, you know, I doubt will happen. But, you know, that's why it'll never work. But then you also get into controlled cost, you know. For example, I'll use the drug Eliquis. This is a good example. That's an atrial fibrillation medication. It's a blood thinner, and it's better than warfarin or Coumadin. Now, outside, they'll prescribe it to you, but it's a very expensive medication. I took it, and the copays were like $64 for a 9-day supply. $128, I'm sorry, for a 9-day supply. So I went to the VA, since I'm servicing neck support, you know, I said, well, let's get it fixed, you know. Well, the VA said, oh, it's fine, we'll do it. And then they said, oh, we can't put you on Eliquis. We got to give you on Pradaxa because you're not 80 years old and you can't have Eliquis.
Huh.
You see where I'm getting at?
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind that if you have got health insurance, that they're charging. You know, because they still charge your health insurance, even though it's service connected for your medications. They charge me for MRIs and I got, you know, they for everything like that. They charge me insurance. They don't charge me. I'm thinking if you're a paying customer, I think they should be forced to give you that medication.
Well,
that's the
way
I feel about it. Yep.
But they have put it before board.
No,
I'm taking several meds now that they have put it before the board and your primary care team. In my case, it was a doctor that had to argue my case of why I had to have this or that, and the VA approved it. Now, they haven't approved everything that the doctor wanted. However, they did approve the major things, and so I felt lucky. I did get some approved that wasn't approved to the VA and saved me buku's money.
Yeah. See, a lot of these medications, the primary care doctor can't write these medications and have to go to a specialist. You know that?
Yes. Yes.
So that's what gets you. Yeah, that's what gets you. But there's always a way around it. If you get mad enough, you can get a hold of your Congress critter, and he can help you a lot of that stuff too. Because if you've got health insurance and they write you a prescription for medication, they say that you don't qualify for medication because you're not a certain age. That's a load of horse manure and should be challenged very very harshly. That's what it should do.
We only got 20 seconds.
Well, shut her down, girl.
Well, folks, thanks a lot for listening in, and we appreciate all the call-ins. So I hope everybody's happy. If not, you can always go to the archives and hear what whatever show you'd like to hear. And with that, this will be Gerald Cook and Jay Basser. We'll be signing off for now.
You've been listening to the Hadit.com Blog Talk Radio Show, sponsored by Hadit.com. All opinions expressed here are the opinions of the individuals appearing on the show and are not the opinions of Hadit.com or Blog Talk Radio. Tune in next time for another edition of Hadit.com Blog Talk Radio and the Ask Basser Show.